Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolled on this Thursday morning. We're now just 3 days away. We're getting close. We are getting close. The anticipation obviously rising. And the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers, they loom. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, you know, it's coming. And that's exciting. It really is. Now, we'll find out ultimately what happens. We know what happened yesterday. Jalen Hurts practiced, and there were no signs, at least that we know of concussion symptoms. So, you know, all should be good there. Sixers, they win last night, but they beat a Wizards team that is just dog meat. So what does it even really matter, frankly? But look, all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
What's up, Johnny?
Christopher Columbus had blonde hair.
Didn't know it.
I didn't know that either.
I
could think of a painting I remember of Christopher Columbus from growing up.
Brown hair, right?
Brown hair.
I feel like I've always seen him with brown
sort
hair.
Sort of like a red, ruddy face, a black weird hat. It looked like a judge's gown on or something. That's the picture I saw of him. Apparently, he had blonde hair. And by the time he was in his 30s, it had all gone completely white.
And is that when he came over?
I don't know.
I don't know that either. 1492, because he sailed that...
you could check when he was born.
That ocean blue thing. All right, so look. And by the way, Chris Columbus, Eagles fan.
Chris Columbus?
Yeah.
I did not realize he was an Eagles fan. Probably. That'd be
Chris
cool
Columbus,
to
director of Home Alone
of
as well.
Yeah.
He was all 41 right. When he sailed for America.
Well, then it was whitey.
He was completely white haired then.
All right. So, guys, let's get to it here. We got a big old game. And, you know, excitement is in the air, obviously, as it should be. Confidence is in the air. I think fairly obviously, as it should be. What I wonder is if there's overconfidence in the air. I mean, John, this is a fascinating matchup, a game that's a rematch, played, you know, 18 weeks ago or whatever the heck it would be, and it was a close game, and the Eagles pulled it out, but we remember that thing went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now, look, the Eagles typically pull games out. I mean, this was not an Eagles squad. Like, John, you're 0-4 squad. You would just annihilate people. I mean, you guys would just freaking tear teams apart, rest the starters in the fourth quarter. It was something to behold. This team, something to behold.
2022 Eagles did that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a lot of that, yeah. This team is something to behold, but in a different way. Play a lot of close games, and the Green Bay game week one was an example of that. And one thing that strikes me, and I'm curious if people agree with this, I do think there is overconfidence. I mean, I'm just telling you, based on our show, the calls, things I think we have said, myself included, and like, do I expect the Eagles to win? Yes, I do. I expect the Philadelphia Eagles to win the game. I want to be very clear about that. I expect the Eagles to win, but I don't expect it to the extent where I'll be, you know, like, shocked.
Jaws?
Jaws was way over the top. So, John, do you sense overconfidence amongst yourself?
Well, yeah.
The rest of us here, fan base, talk to me. What do you think?
I sense overconfidence in myself. I was worried about being a little bit overconfident. I think I got to come to grips with the fact that overconfidence is important. Confidence is important.
Yep.
Overconfidence, I think, as a fan, is expected at this point because I really do believe so strongly in our organization, our roster, our coaches, that I am overconfident. I am overconfident, but I'm growing okay with that.
Why?
And I'm growing okay with the idea that the team would be overconfident because I want them to be cocky. I know that they are good enough to be cocky. I want them to sometimes overconfident is good because it really does lead to confidence. I want unflappable belief. I do believe we will continue to grow even through this playoff process as a team. and we need to continue to be open-minded to getting better as we play through this field, which is crazy in the NFC. But it's good to be good enough to be cocky, and we're that good, and I think we're much better than this Packers team. I think we can lean on them, and I think we can make it look like we are much better when it's all said and done. But they are a quality team.
They
you
know, are.
You look at the
they
way
are.
That they, you look at the stats from the season. You look at the fact, you know, opponent rush yards per game. I always like to look at that. The Packers are seventh. You know, they're better than we are at stopping
Aren't
the
run.
Aren't
they top 10 offense and defense?
Yes.
I mean, that like right
yes.
there, that tells you that's.
They're good.
That's a quality
they're a well-rounded
yeah, that's a good
team.
Squad, man. Yeah.
So they're seventh stopping the run right behind Detroit and Pittsburgh, who are fifth and sixth. Number one is the Ravens. You know, everyone's they're a sexy pick
yep.
right now, the Ravens.
Now, Saquon ran on the Ravens,
run.
For what it's worth.
I
he
agree.
Was the first guy to go 100 yards on him in like 20 games or
Got
whatever
it.
The number
okay.
was.
The Ravens
or something
are
like that.
Number one in the yep. league right now, allowing 80 yards per game. But this Packers team, they allow under 100 per game. And the Eagles, you know, we're allowing 104 a game. We're 10th in that. But the bottom line is good teams beat this Packer team. They played the Lions, the Vikings, and the Eagles a total of 5 times this year, and their record was 0-5. So Jordan Love, we know that he's young and exciting, and he's got a great future ahead of him. But right now, Jordan Love is young and banged up and inconsistent. Says he can't, you know, he has nerve issues in his ulnar nerve, which is grip strength in the cold.
Well,
that does matter.
He said it then. We don't know if it still applies. If it still applies, that changes the whole game.
Okay.
Changes the whole game.
He's banged up. He's inconsistent.
He is.
He's slumping when you would least prefer he slump if you're a Packers fan. And he's also without his big play guy, Christian Watson. So you look at the other side of that. And Jalen Hurts is rested. Jalen Hurts is studied up. He's prepared to go out there, and he's dying to show everyone how healthy he is. That's the bottom line, to show everyone how our offense can always be right no matter what they try to throw at us. So this Packers game, I do think, is going to remind the world, Eagles fans included, because I think we've forgotten to some degree how good this team is. When we play against other good teams, we continue to grow. They have continued to sort of slump, maybe flounder. They're more banged up than we are. I'm excited to just show, you know, our defense, look at those numbers. Number one in yardage, number two in scoring. That stuff is awesome. They have to play their best game to move the ball against us. I love the way we tackle. I love the way we hit. The toughness, it's all there. When this game gets elevated and guys start smacking each other and really trying to hurt each other, because that's what you do in the postseason. You really try to hurt that guy.
Yep.
We can do that better than everyone else, and that's why I think we're going to win this thing and continue to win.
Look, I'm curious, and Jen, I hear you. So it's funny. Yes, we're overconfident, and the Eagles are like very, very much likely to win. All right, Seltzer.
Yes.
It's classic. It's classic Philadelphia, by the way. James, are we overconfident?
Get ready for more classic Philadelphia, because we are overconfident. I'm overconfident, and I don't care. Like, I'm overconfident because I believe in this football team. Honestly, we talked about this recently where you talked about I had more faith in the 2020, or you had more faith in the 2022 team.
Yeah.
I have more faith in this football team heading into the playoffs.
Why?
I think they are better than the 2022
really?
Team. Absolutely.
I do,
like,
too.
The 2022 defense was not this defense.
Yeah.
I know they got a lot of sacks, but they couldn't stop good quarterbacks. We always felt that Mahomes, we knew that could happen. We knew a team could come back against that defense.
This defense
all year has shut it down.
Yeah.
Like, I have such faith in this defense. I know I'm overconfident, and I'm okay with it.
Look, well, first off, that team had home field advantage, so that to me is a big difference at this stage than that stage. I just want to put that out there right out of the gate. You guys know I believed in Hurts more 2 years ago than I do now. Now, there's a lot of parts of this team that are better. Saquon,
the defense is so much better. Man.
I don't know if
so
much better, but they're better.
And ahead of schedule.
I would say
with
so much better,
young
too.
Players
it's
at those key
possible.
Spots. This is so exciting.
All right, so look, where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Where do you personally stand? But then also, as you assess the assessments, you know, the fan base, the WIP talk, the talk show hosts, the callers to call in. Do you think there is too much confidence in the air? And it's good to have it. It's fun. I mean, it means we got a really good, if not great, team. But do you think sometimes we get a little carried away? And you guys know I do think in terms of the Phillies, who have lost a couple years in a row when we flat out didn't expect them to in the postseason. I mean, it has happened. By the way, Eagles have lost home games at the Link in the playoffs. I mean, that has happened as well. Where do you stand on all this?
Yes, they have.
Thanks, Joe.
Team that is so significantly great, so much better than their opponent is going to lose.